The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. Welcome to our listeners here in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. And also, welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM, the great WTBN radio. In Tampa, we are simulcasting again today as Bill Bunkley down in Tampa is taking a well-deserved vacation. So I have the privilege of doing my program and Bill's as well. So I welcome all of you to the program today, and let me give you my telephone number that works in Ohio. It also works well in Florida as well. In fact, it works anywhere in the continental United States. And with streaming audio, who knows where you may be listening. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. A little later in the program, we will talk about the Texas legislators that have abandoned the state of Texas, and while they are supposed to be in Texas voting on some important legislation, they are partying down in Washington, D.C. If you haven't heard the story, hang tight. We'll get to it after a while. Oh, my goodness, politics. But, hey, let's start with some good news today. There's a lot of bad news, and I've got some bad news in my stack of stuff. I've got some good news as well. But let's start with good news. So far, 2021 is turning out to be a record year for pro-life laws. Yeah. For pro-life laws. What is my source for the good news? Well, the Guttmacher Institute, which is a pro-abortion institute. Oh, it's not good news for them. They're reporting it as bad news, terrible news, awful news, horrific news. But for us who love life and reject the culture of death, it is good news for us. Let me read to you from a release from the Guttmacher Institute. And again, the Guttmacher Institute is a pro-abortion research group linked closely to Planned Parenthood. Here it is. Let me read the quote. "The worst legislative year ever for U.S. abortion rights. And to all of us who love life, when we hear that it's the worst legislative year ever for U.S. abortion rights, we say, yeah, amen, hallelujah. Let me continue. In the first half of 2021, individual states across America have passed 90 pro-life laws, which is a new record. The previous record was set in 2011. And again, going back to the story, quoting, according to the Guttmacher Institute, 90% of the new pro-life laws this year have been enacted in states that the group, the pro-abortion group, deems hostile to abortion rights. And on social media, Guttmacher has doubled down on this message, calling 2021, and I quote, the worst year for abortion rights and abortion access in U.S. history. Now, think about the irony of that. We now have in Washington, D.C., the most pro-abortion administration in U.S. history. There's no doubt about that. The Biden administration is the most pro-abortion, pro-death administration in U.S. history. And in spite of that, and who knows, maybe because of that, this year is turning out to be the best year in U.S. history for pro-life laws. A new record. And we're not even halfway through 2021. 90 pro-life laws have been passed, and I would assume there will be many more. It's just a reminder, folks, that, you know, when elections don't turn out the way we want them to turn out, a lot of people lose hope, they lose faith. Oh, my goodness. After the last presidential election, I know so many people who were, I mean, you talk about down in the dumps, in despair and despondency. The world is over. The world is coming to an end because our candidate wasn't elected and we've got this left-leaning pro-abortion, anti-American administration in Washington, D.C. The Congress of the United States is controlled by a bunch of left-leaning liberals. And yet in the midst of all that bad news, there is actually some good news. It is just a reminder. Number one, that we never put our faith and trust in a political party or any politician. It is not wrong to support a political party. It is not wrong to support a political candidate. It is not wrong at all. But we never, ever put our faith and trust in them. It's wrong. We put our faith and trust in a sovereign God. That's why, after the last presidential election, I was not a happy camper. It didn't go the way I wanted it to go. But I didn't lose hope. I didn't fall into the pits of despair and despondency. Because as much as I supported Donald Trump as much as I could, there were times I couldn't support him. But for the most part, I was a strong supporter. But I never put my faith and trust in him. I don't put my faith and trust in any politician. And neither should you. Now, again, it's fine to fight for the right, support, campaign. That's fine. But just please understand that our hope is not in any political party or in any politician. Don't ever forget that. That way, if the election does not go your way or my way or our way, you haven't lost your hope, your faith, your trust. And if a politician that you have supported fails you, and they will, then again, your hopes are not dashed, because that's not where your hope was founded. Just an important reminder. All right, we do need to take a break. Again, my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Bernie Live for our listeners in Columbus, Ohio, and also our listeners in Tampa, Florida as well. One of the big debates, not only in the United States, but around the world, is can you mandate COVID-19 vaccines? Here in Columbus, Ohio, several of our healthcare operations, our major hospitals, have announced just in the last two or three days, if you work at our hospital, you will get a vaccination or you will not work. A lot of offices around the country are requiring their employees to do so. There are going to be a lot of constitutional questions rising up here in America over the next two or three months. There are going to be a lot of court cases, but it's not just here in America. Here is a headline. France orders all health workers to get COVID vaccine. French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday, yesterday, ordered all French health workers to get fully vaccinated against the coronavirus by September 15th. Why? A rise in new infections. Is it a huge rise? No, but it's still a rise because supposedly because of the Delta variant. But not only health workers. Macron has also mandated special COVID-19 passes. Now, there's a lot of talk about these COVID-19 passports here in America, where you're given your card when you get your vaccine, and you can't get in here, you can't get in there, you can't participate in this activity unless you present your card. Now, the problem is they're incredibly easy to copy, to forge. But anyway, that debate is going on here. Well, in France, the president of France has mandated special COVID-19 passes for anyone wanting to go to a restaurant, shopping mall, a hospital, or anyone who plans on traveling by train or plane. Quote, the passes are only available to people who are fully vaccinated, have a recent negative virus test, or who have recently recovered from COVID-19. So if I understand this correctly, if you live in France and you want to go down to the local shopping mall, can't go unless you have your COVID-19 pass at the door. Nope, sorry, can't come in. Where's your COVID-19 pass? My fear is that there is going to be a movement for this here in America as well, because while in most states around the country, COVID is declining rapidly. Here in the state of Ohio, we have seen a precipitous downturn in the number of cases. We'll have a slight spike here or there one day or whatever, and then the next day it's down. And I noticed that for you in Florida, in the last week, you have seen a slight uptick in the number of cases in Florida after a long, long decline. Looking at the statistics from Florida, you had a peak right at the end of March, and since the end of March, you've been in a steady decline until about a week ago, and now you're seeing a slight uptick. Now, when that happens, panic, and fear. Fortunately, those of you who live in Florida, you have a governor that has not succumbed to the fear-mongering, the panicking, and Florida has done quite well with COVID. Here in Ohio, our governor, well, at times he has panicked and succumbed to fear, and then other times he's at least had some common sense. And things are pretty much under control here in Ohio, as they are in Florida. But other states under liberal leadership, as these slight spikes occur, you're going to see panic, fear. There is the possibility then in a handful of states, mask mandates and shutdowns are going to come back. Oh, my goodness. I don't think that's going to happen in Florida or in Ohio, because I don't think we will tolerate it. I just don't. I don't think you folks in Florida will tolerate it. I don't think we here in Ohio would as well. So, there is still a desperate desire from the liberal left to be in control. It's all about power when it comes to the left. And as I say continuously, the liberal left does not respond to facts or truth, but emotion and hysteria. And I keep saying this over and over again, and I believe it's true. When we look back 4 or 5 years from now, I think we're going to discover that most of what we have been told about COVID-19 was false. I really do believe that. Now, I am not saying it's a hoax. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. It is serious. My wife and I have had very dear friends die of COVID, so I am not saying it's not serious. I'm just saying I think most of what the experts have said will turn out not to be true. And I think we will find out that the cure was worse than the disease. Yeah. All right. Hey. Hang tight. An incredible story after we come back about a Catholic priest who has been ousted from ministry. Wait till you hear why.